Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio, with your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Poetry and Melodies with Stevie G. I'm so glad to have you out here listening to the music and the poetry with me. First, before I start every show, I always like to thank God and give an honor to God for allowing me to be able to get to your ears and to your heart, hopefully. And I really love you, Lord, for blessing me with this. And I thank all my supporters, for without you, God, we wouldn't even have this. And I'd like to say welcome once more. I'd like to give out the call-in numbers for those who are trying to call in from the United States. The number is 917-932-8881. And if you're trying to call in from overseas, the telephone number to call in is 877-218-1183. Well, it's that time again for music and poetry. And I'm glad to see that you guys are here with me again. And I'm going to start the show off with a little music, a little Denise Williams, Free. That was Sweet Denise with Free. I love that song. Anyway, I'd like to welcome the people in the chat room. Thanks for coming out, Gemini619. And we have a guest in the chat room, guest 7633 and Sneaky. And people on the phone lines, thank you for coming out. If you want to get on the radio and chat with Stevie G, just hit option one and you can get all of me. Thank you. Just hit option one. That's all you got to do. Yo, Smokey Robinson and Rick James, Ebony Eyes. Smokey and Rick James and Ebony Eyes. Well, I got to keep the music rolling, of course. Jimmy 619, Sneaky and Guest 7891. Welcome, welcome again. And the callers on the line, if you want to get in, hit option one. We're going to throw some Marvin Gaye on for you. I Want You.
I
Marvin. You can't go wrong with Marvin. Anyway, I got callers on the line. If you want to get in, you got to hit option one. If you don't want to get in, then you don't have to hit option one. You can just listen. But, you know, music makes the show, so music must come on. I'm going to hit you with some Roger. I want to be your man. I mean that literally. Anyway, I want to give a shout out to the people in the chat room. Welcome. Thank you for coming out. Gemini 619, Plainfield 80. That's my baby sister. Z, I love you, girl. I love you too, Jimmy. Sneaky, I love you too. All you ladies, thanks for coming out. I appreciate you being here. And I'm going to keep my music rolling on because love is in the air. Don't you feel it, ladies? Is love in the air? Well, if love is in the air, then love should be up for all seasons. Here's the fuzz with I Love You for All Seasons. Wait a minute. I can't play it right now because you know what? Yes, I can. I think I can. It may jerk me around because this song gives me a problem. Like I said, this song gives me a problem every time I play it. So, we got a commercial, a T-Mobile commercial. Well, isn't that something? Jaja, you should like that. You got T-Mobile. The Fuzz, y'all. I love you for all seasons. Taking it back, taking it way back. That was the Fuzz with I Love You for All Seasons. And I believe we have a call on the line that has chimed up and wants to get on, so I'm going to put the call on the line. Caller from the 843, you're on the line with Stevie G. Caller from the 843. Hello, caller from the 843, you're on the line with Poetry and Melodies, can I help you? Well, caller, I'm going to have to put you on hold because maybe you walked away from the phone, and I'll try you after the next song. 843, maybe your phone is not working. Something's not right, but guess what? We'll get back at you. And I'm going to keep the music going, y'all, and put on a little Moments. Love on a two-way street. Because love is in the building. Mm-hmm. Moments, y'all, with Love on a Two-Way Street. I'm going to try to get this caller back on the line. Let's see if we can get this person back on the line. I got like 9 callers out here that won't hit option 1. Well, it doesn't matter, y'all. I'm glad you showed up. You can just listen to the music. I'm happy with that. Caller from the 843. Caller from the 843. You're on the line with Poetry and Melodies. Caller from the 843, you have hit option 1. Have you left your phone? Anyway, I don't know why, but the music will continue. Let the music play, Barry White.
Yeah.
but let the music play. Well, I'm going to try my caller again. She's still lit up, or he's still lit up. I don't know who it is, but I'm going to. I know I gave it away. I gave it away. Sorry. I can't keep secrets. What can I tell you? She took her phone line off. Caller from the 843. I don't know why I can't hear you, but if you hit option one again, I'll try again. And, the chat room is asking for some poetry, and nobody wants to read tonight, so I guess I'm going to have to read. They asking for poetry, and all of them probably got poems, but they won't read them, but that's okay. I hope my voice holds up for this. My allergies is killing me. But I wrote a poem. It's in my book, Poetic Soul. And the name of the poem is She's Amazing, Isn't She? She's amazing, isn't she? How she laughs trying to hide her anger when you do one of those stupid things you do. How when you call her, she won't answer but has to hold back her hand with her other hand just not to pick up your phone call. I just don't understand what makes her tick, but nevertheless, she's amazing, isn't she? When she calls you and you don't answer her call, and no matter what you were doing at the time, it had to involve some wrongdoing on your part, when actually you were on the phone ordering a dozen long-stem roses just for her being her. But in her eyes, it's just another one of your lies. Until, of course, she receives the roses, then you're the sweetest, and she's amazing, isn't she? She loves you, and you know she does. And you love her, and she knows you do. But yet you two play the tit-for-tat game. You don't contact her, and she doesn't contact you. And as usual, you have to break the ice and call because she won't. And she's sitting by the phone in stubborn mode, knowing she wants to hear your voice, but stuck in denial. Crazy, isn't it? But this woman, Lord, this woman, she's amazing, isn't she? I love this woman no matter how the tables turn. Even in all that I expect her to do and know she will, I still come back for more and more of her craziness. It said you have to take the bitter with the sweet, but her bitter is sweet to taste. And love has shown me that no matter how love confronts you, let love do exactly what love does, and that's simply love. So when your woman acts like she's a little buggy, it's not buggy, it's just that she's amazing, isn't she? And that's my piece. And I'm going to get back to the music. Oh, Lord, I done turned my music off, so I'm going to have to reopen it up. How about a little Deborah Laws with Very Special? If Deborah Laws wants to come on for us tonight and do her thing, it'll be well appreciated. Come on, Deborah. We waiting. Sometimes it acts up like this, y'all, but you know what? You got to bear with it. It's just one of those things. Sometimes it don't want to act the way you want it to act. It's kind of like relationships, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes your man don't want to act like he's supposed to act, and sometimes your woman don't want to act like she's supposed to act. But guess what? In the end, they're very special. because y'all are very special, like my very special chat room. My sweet sister's in the chat room tonight. My regular woman that comes out every week to support me. Sneaky, thank you, baby. And Gemini 16. You the bomb, boo. Anyway, I'm going to keep the music going. Let me check my telephone lines and see if we got anybody lit. We got 843 that was lit, that's not lit no more. 212-832-757-318 and 562. All you guys, if you want to get on, hit option one. My sister want to hear some poetry, y'all. So if y'all over there holding out on the poetry, then I'm going to send my sister after you. She's mean. Anyway, I got a piece I could read since my sister wants to hear some poems. This poem is called What Half of Me. It's self-explanatory. What Half of Me. I've endured some issues growing from a boy to a man. Some may consider me slightly tanned. Because of my slight tan, I've been shunned as a Caucasian. I've been ridiculed as a brother because I had a half-white mother. I've been measured as a man due to the tone of my skin. It's like that now, and it was like that back when I was a young boy growing up in the hood. Most were confused by my nationality, so of course I was misunderstood. In actuality, the misunderstanding was on my part. Trying to figure out why I was being judged by the tone of my skin and not by the compassion in my heart. How do you decipher who I am when half of me is white and the other half black man? I had no hand in my creation, and yet both sides of me suffer damnation. To me, I'm just a man, olive in tone. God made me who I am, and he sits on the throne. The answer to my questions I seek from the Almighty, and not what half of me some deem what's right or not right for me. Who are you to pass judgment on the tone of my skin or the texture of my hair? How do I take you serious or trust you to be fair? What half of me do you like? What half of me to you is right? What half of me is embarrassing? What half of me causes your harassing me? What half of me makes you hate the other half? What half of me makes you think I have no class? What half of me makes you call me white? And what half of me makes you think that that's right? What half of me makes you call me nigger? Is it the half of me you just can't figure out how this half-breed bastard can understand what it is to be a whole man? Well, ignorant people, you know who you are. It didn't take two halves to get me this far. It took wisdom and endurance to become this man. And two halves make the whole man that I am. And that's my piece. And I'm going to go right back to the music. A little spring summer feeling by my girl, Jill Scott.
One minute staring at the moon, next into your eyes, it's no surprise, but my knees weaken at the end of words you begin. Oh, la la la. Woo me, la 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 la. It takes
If any of you guys are following American Idol, have you checked out Candace Glover? That girl is anointed, man. She can sing. If she don't win this thing, it's something wrong. And somebody else that's anointed is Leandria Johnson. And I usually don't play gospel on the show, but I love this girl's voice, so I'm going to put on Jesus by Leandria Johnson.
Religion looks
That woman can sing to me anytime. That was Leandria Johnson with Jesus. I got to put this one on for my baby. Kim, Share My Life. My life. Well, I got to give out the call-in numbers as usual. I got people on the lines, won't check in. Check in! Anyway, the call-in numbers are 917-932-8881, and if you're calling them from overseas, is 877-218-1183. I would like somebody else to read poetry tonight besides me, but it looks like I'm the only one that has courage. Or maybe someone else had courage, too. They kept checking in, but I couldn't hear them. But as far as it goes right now, I'm the only one that has courage. So the name of my poem is My Melodies. My Melodies. There is nothing like hearing sweet melodies. They take my heart and mind to places my soul has constructed just for me. They take me to my sensitive side, where I could see my baby hurting, but within my melodies, then I understand why. My melodies put me inside her tears, making me comprehend her deepest fears. I love my sweet melodies and all their reasons. My loving melodies caress me for every season. Via the bittersweet melodies of life, I have been able to search my soul and find love and set aside strife. Capture the heart of my queen and become her worthy king. My melodies have allowed me to overcome a young life of hate and become a peaceful man. In spite of the tribulations I consider my fate, I close my eyes and I feel my melodies. I know my grandma's watching and thinking well of me. My melodies are tampering with my memory as they touch on everything so tenderly. The sweet melodies of life's songs have brought me so very far along. Oh, my page just lost. I'm sorry, guys. Close your eyes and listen with your heart. Don't miss a note. Listen from the very start. Do you hear what the melodies are saying to you? Do you feel the melodies that are reaching for you? Melodies are your lifelines. They play your songs and show you all the hidden signs. So to my melodies, I raise my glass, because sometimes you just don't know the half. But in my melodies, I have provided an insight. The sweetness has shined. It's bright lights. And I can only thank my God for being alive. Also pay respects to my sweet melodies for being my life's guide. Melodies live on forever. And that's my piece. Sorry, guys, I lost my page. But anyway, I'm going back to my music, and we're going to find something to play. And guess what? I think I found it. New birth, and I can understand it. New birth, and I can understand it. Uh-oh, we got another trippy song here. Let's see what happens.
I know everybody realizes that a man works better when he works out his own bag. Can you understand that? I can understand that. I'm
new birthday, y'all. I can understand it. I love that album cover. Black eggs cracking open to a yellow yolk. That's some kind of album cover. My sister's asking me to play something, but she ain't telling me what she want to hear. Z, you want me to play the song that you like? You need to let me know what song that is. Okay? I ain't no LOL. You like too much stuff. I don't know what you're talking about, girl. You better come to the forefront and let me know. I'm going to put on a little One in a Million Larry Graham until my sister decides what she wants to hear. Is that what you want to hear there, Z-licious? Larry Graham with One in a Million. Okay, Z, I don't know what you're talking about. I can't remember. So you're going to have to remind me. You know I'm getting old, girl. It's hard to remember all those things. But while you thinking about it, I'm going to put on some Summer Breeze by the Isley Brothers. Z, Susie, I don't remember what song you're talking about, but I'm going to keep playing music until you decide that you know. How about a little Four Tops with I Believe in You and Me?
Thank you.
temptations and ain't too proud to beg. Excuse me, guys, but my allergies are really kicking in. So I'm sorry. But my sister's online with me tonight, and my sister knows she can speak for it. That we didn't grow up really easy. We grew up pretty hard. But one thing I could say, when we grew up, we always had good music around us. Excuse me. And this is just one of those songs that my mom used to play. Excuse me. When we were little kids running around barefoot and dirty. But I hope this brings back memories for you, sis. This is Dakota State and Crazy, he calls me. That was Dakota State, y'all. I mean, I played that really for my sister because my sister maybe be too. She might be a little young to remember that, but my mom used to play some really good music when we grew up. Because she was musically inclined, I guess. But anyway, the show is coming to a close, and I just want to thank God for allowing me to have a chance to come on the air and play some decent music and have a little fun with my family and friends. I appreciate you coming out. Yeah, maybe you are too young, Z, but you're my baby sister, so you got to be younger than me. So I know you might not remember. But anyway, thank you guys for coming out. Gemini 619, Plainfield 80, my lovely sister Shaja. Sneaky, you guys were all in the chat room. And all the callers on the line, I appreciate you coming out every week. Please don't be strangers. Come out again and see me next week. And I'm going to close the show with one wish that you have a wonderful weekend. And enjoy it. God loves you. Bye.